Welcome to Side 11 of the Silva Method. You have learned and accomplished a great deal since you began this program. With the skills you've gained, you'll be able to do even more in the future, especially if you diligently practice those skills by helping yourself and others every day. Now, on these final two sides of the program, you'll become acquainted with some of the most exciting and advanced techniques of the Silva Method, and you'll learn what the letters ESP should really mean, not extrasensory perception, but effective sensory projection. Here once again is Dr. Bob Stone.
This is a left-brained world. For most people in our society, life is a series of left-brain experiences. As a result, the left brain is replete with what Jose Silva calls points of reference. These are memories and experiences that the left brain can call upon and use to orient itself in everything it does. What are some of the left brain reference points? Well, in the beginning, there's mommy's face, and then daddy's face. Then there's the feel of the soft mattress in the crib, and undoubtedly there's the feel of the soft mattress getting wet. All these early sensory experiences served as points of reference for those that followed. On and on in a sequence that continues up to this very moment. Right now, you have millions of these left brain points of reference and you're still acquiring them. In view of what I've just said, it's no surprise that our educational system is a left brain dominated program. Math, science, physics, chemistry, reading, writing, all these enable us to survive in the physical world, which is quite necessary. And to prosper in the physical world, which is something most of us want to happen. But except for art and music, both of which are low on the list of priorities, there is virtually nothing done to educate the right brain. There is no effort to create right brain points of reference. The right brain stays a barren wilderness with no maps, signposts, or landmarks. By way of comparison, imagine the disadvantages you would face if you tried to function in the physical world after spending most of your life in a closet. That's something like what you're doing with these cassettes. By beginning to function in the spiritual, psychic, intuitive, creative, non-physical, right brain world, without the benefit of right brain points of reference. If you had been right brain educated, in addition to math and English, you probably would have taken courses like Basic Creative Imagination and Enhancing Intuition, Instinct, and Inspiration. You would have done less passive learning and more experiential learning. Both teachers and students would have talked less and done more. There would be listening at the alpha level and visualizing to remember. There would be experiencing the past and seeing the future. There would be telepathy, psychometry, and all sorts of other right-brain sensing experiences. Here's an example of how learning in a right-brain-oriented school might take place. In the mid-1960s, when Jose Silva was first starting to make the Silva Method available to the general public, he was invited to speak to a group of artists in Amarillo, Texas, who had just completed the 4-day Silva training course. He spoke to them in the studio they shared. After the lecture, there was an opportunity for questions, and a woman asked how exactly could the Silva Method be applied to increasing ability and achievement in her particular specialty, which was oil painting. Jose then asked the woman if she would mind coming up to the front of the room. So she came up and sat in a chair facing the audience. Jose asked her name, and she replied that her name was Mrs. F. At that point, Jose said, "Mrs. F., I'd like you to go to your alpha level by the methods you've learned in this course." Mrs. F. agreed to do so, and when she indicated that she was at her level, Jose asked, "Mrs. F., if you could paint like any one of the great painters from the history of art, which painter would you choose?" When Mrs. F. replied that she would like to paint like Vincent van Gogh, Jose said, "Have you seen Van Gogh's self-portraits? Do you have an idea of what he looked like?" Mrs. F. said that she did indeed have an idea of what Van Gogh looked like. So Jose said, "Good. Now, since you're a painter, I'm confident that you have excellent visualization and imagination abilities. I would like you to use those abilities right now while you're at your alpha level by creating a mental likeness of Vincent van Gogh. Mrs. F. said, "Do you mean like a painting?" And Jose said, "No, it should be a three-dimensional image, like a sculpture. Start with the head and continue down all the way to the feet." Then Mrs. F. began to move her hands as if she were actually sculpting a body out of clay, starting with the head. Everybody in the room just sat there quietly, watching Mrs. F. at her level of clairvoyance, creating this sculpture of Van Gogh. Finally, her hands stopped moving. Mrs. F. said, "It's finished." Jose said, "Very good. Now from this moment on, whenever you confront a problem in your painting, you can call upon this image of Van Gogh for help. You don't have to go to your level. All you have to do is bring your three fingers together and concentrate on the image you have created. If you need an answer to a question, just ask, and the thought that comes to you will be Van Gogh's. If you need to execute a difficult area of a painting you're working on, just bring the three fingers of your left hand together, and as you paint with your right hand, it will be guided by Van Gogh." Jose then asked Mrs. F. to come up out of her alpha level and to begin a painting. So Mrs. F. counted up from her alpha level and opened her eyes. When she began to paint, every so often she would pause and put her three fingers together. Her painting was of a vase with some flowers in it. It had astonishing similarities to a Van Gogh, which was especially remarkable since Mrs. F. was an inexperienced artist who had done a relatively few number of paintings. Mrs. F.'s painting was far superior to her earlier work. It was as if it had a touch of genius in it, revealing itself through Mrs. F. A touch of genius revealing itself. That's exactly how Jose would have expressed it. He had felt the same way when he programmed a dream to solve a money problem and dreamt of three numbers that turned out to be those of a winning lottery ticket. At that moment, Jose had the distinct feeling that he was not a genius, but that some other genius was at work through him. Someday, we'll realize the benefits we stand to gain by putting the objective dimension on hold occasionally, while we learn to educate the subjective mind and to bring a touch of genius into everything we do. Because the works and accomplishments of a genius are created by people who are able to use both the left brain hemisphere and the right brain hemisphere. When you are able to do that, you can plant your chosen seeds in the subjective dimension and reap your chosen harvests in the objective dimension, whether that means painting like Van Gogh, or freeing your body from pain, or multiplying your income. You already have the power. Now it's a matter of education and practice. In South Pasadena, California, there's an experimental school of about 200 students that is educating children along these lines. The school has identified four separate components of learning and is integrating all of them into the kids' daily experience. The students start the day with relaxation exercises, and they also use the exercises before tests or any other sort of stress. The evidence is that the relaxation exercises enhance learning. There are also exercises for developing intuition. One exercise for the younger kids involves giving them a piece of graham cracker to feel, smell, and finally to eat. Then the kids are asked to intuitively discover where the rest of the cracker is hidden. To succeed at this, the children are using information that is beyond the scope of their rational abilities, and the more they do it, the better they get at it. Let's look for a moment at just what it means to use information from beyond the scope of your rational abilities. Some time ago, a man was found shot in the cab of his pickup truck. This was in a rural area where you see pickup trucks with rifle racks, and the dead man's rifle was found beside him. The police investigated and determined that the bullet that killed him had come from the victim's own rifle. The insurance company refused to pay the double indemnity life insurance policy. They claimed the death was a suicide, and the police thought so too. The attorney for the dead man's family, however, happened to be a Silva graduate. He went to his alpha level, and on his mental screen, he saw the shooting. He saw that it was not a suicide. It was accidental. Then he decided to look more carefully at the rifle. He visualized the rifle on his mental screen. At that point, the attorney's attention was drawn to a detail of the gun's firing mechanism. When he ended his session and examined that part of the actual rifle, he found there was indeed a malfunction that caused the rifle to fire when it was placed at a certain angle. The attorney reported what he discovered to the police. The death was ruled an accident, and the double indemnity value of the insurance policy was paid. How did the attorney sense a flaw in the rifle's mechanism simply by visualizing it before he looked at the rifle itself? This was information beyond his rational abilities, and it was obtained through the use of intuitive powers. Those are the powers you are now beginning to tap. Those powers are all there inside you right at this moment. All you have to do is use them, and as you use them, you get better and better. You can use these powers inside you to become clairvoyant, which, as I've said, is a difficult word to define, but at the very least, it means you'll be many times more effective in everything you do. In the Silva Method seminar, a great proportion of the time is devoted to educating the right brain and to creating the right brain reference points that are not part of a traditional left brain education. You can do this on your own by listening to the exercises in this program again and again. You'll be able to accomplish a great deal in the direction of sharpening your intuition, your psychic ability, and your creative genius. We're about to give you the means to educate your own right brain, to endow it with points of reference. Here's how you'll go about making yourself right brain educated. With the Silva Method, you in effect make right brain copies of left brain reference points. You do this by going to your alpha level and creating pictures, which are the language of the right brain. You visualize sights, tastes, smells, or places that you have experienced. You are actually playing a series of games with yourself at your alpha level, and the effect of these games is to educate your right brain, to give it points of reference, so it can function just as dependably as the left brain. You can, for instance, imagine that you're slicing open a lemon. Do this at your alpha level. Imagine that you're placing a big yellow lemon on a cutting board. Squeeze it. Test it for ripeness. See the color and feel the texture of the skin. Now pick up a sharp knife and slice slowly through the lemon. Put a drop of juice on your finger and touch it to your tongue. If you're like most people, just a simple exercise like this will cause your mouth to water. By visualizing the lemon, you've had a right brain experience, and that experience has manifested itself in the physical world when your mouth watered. Can you do the same thing with visualizations besides cutting lemons? Absolutely. Now let's try another simple exercise. Imagine that you're cutting open a big, ripe watermelon. What do you see? You don't need any help to visualize this. You don't need anyone to tell you about the rows of black seeds or the dark green color of the watermelon rind. Those things are just there, in your mind, when you visualize cutting open a watermelon. Now, when you visualize other experiences or places or people, are the true look and feel of those things just going to be there too? Once again, the answer is absolutely, especially when you're at your alpha level. And every time you do one of these exercises, you're creating right brain points of reference and strengthening your clairvoyant powers. Individuals often come up to me and say, "Dr. Stone, I can't visualize." They claim they can't make mental pictures. Often I say to them on the spot, "Close your eyes and pretend you're driving. Up ahead is a traffic light. What color is it?" Usually the answer is red. "Stop the car," I reply. "Let me know when it turns green." "Now," they say. I have them open their eyes and I point out that they've just been visualizing. If you have any doubts about your mental picturing, close your eyes right now, if you can. In a moment, I'll describe something, but don't imagine it. I repeat, don't imagine it. A white polar bear with a pink bikini. Hey, there's a smile on your face. You cheated. Open your eyes. The fact is, we can all conceptualize visually. You can go to your level and imagine tasting fruits and vegetables. Taste them slowly, one at a time. You can visit a flower garden, see the roses, the lilies, and the hundreds of colorful blossoms. Smell the aromas of the flowers. Visualize the colors. Imagine that you can get inside one of the flowers. How light or dark is it? How cold or warm? You can spend 1 minute or 10 minutes or 30 minutes doing these alpha exercises. The reward will come when you go to your mental laboratory and discover that you can solve problems, find out information, and be aware of things that you have no way of knowing at the objective level. Although it may have seemed like guesswork at first, you'll find your guesses becoming more and more accurate until you realize that whether or not you're a genius as an individual, you're in touch with the genius that is within us all. In the earlier sections of this program, you learned to transfer things from the objective or physical dimension to the subjective dimension, where you could use your mental powers to correct problems and achieve worthwhile goals. What you're learning to do now is something different. That is, you're training yourself to project your mind to any location or to any point in time. Now your powers of visualization and imagination can be more than just a way of making things up. Now your powers can be a real means of communication and even of creation. To help you develop these abilities, we're now going to do a detailed conditioning exercise which will focus on your house or apartment, and more specifically on the south wall of your living room. For this exercise to be most effective, it will be best if you are not physically in your living room when you do it. Of course, as with all the exercises on this program, you should not undertake this exercise while driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything else that requires your eyes open and your full attention. After you have counted to enter your alpha level to begin the exercise, you'll imagine that you're outside your home and about to enter. Then, when you do enter your home, you'll proceed to your living room and face the room's south wall. Determine now which of your living room walls is mostly south. You'll look closely at the wall, at its color and its texture, and you'll imagine how it would look if it were painted different colors, red, black, blue, and green. Then you'll touch the wall. When you're directed to touch it, you should actually reach out with your physical hands just as you're reaching out to touch the wall at your objective level. Finally, you'll mentally go inside the wall. You'll pretend that you actually enter the south wall of your living room. You'll be asked what you see inside the wall. Is there any light? Where is it coming from? Are there bricks or wires or heating ducts? See it all in detail. One Silva graduate who did this exercise saw a screwdriver. When he later made a hole in the wall, he actually found a screwdriver that had been left inside his wall many years before. Here's Laura Silva to take you through the exercise. When you're finished, I'll be back with the final word.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire, to help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, You will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to visualize some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming your ability to use your imagination to enter the south wall of your living room. Visualize yourself outside the front door of your house or apartment. Visualize yourself approaching the door and opening it. Now you are inside your home. Close the door behind you. Enter the living room of your home and stand in the center of the room facing the south wall. Beginning at the upper left-hand corner of the wall, scan slowly across it with your eyes from left to right, as if you were reading a book, a little lower each time. Scan the whole wall from top to bottom. Notice the height of the wall, the texture of its surface, and any decorations like paintings or photographs. Take your time. Do it now. Now imagine how the wall would look if it were painted red. The wall is now red. Imagine the wall painted red. How would the wall look if it were painted black? The wall is now black. Imagine the wall black. Now imagine the wall painted blue. The wall is now blue. Now imagine the wall painted green. The wall is now green. Now imagine it blue. Now black. Now red. Now the wall is back to its original color. Visualize it in its original color. Now mentally walk toward the wall from the center of the room. When you are within arm's length of the wall, stop. Reach out with your hands and objectively touch the wall's surface. Feel it. Run your hands across it. Does it feel thick or thin? Warm or cold? Old or new? Project your intelligence inside the wall. Imagine yourself entering it. You are inside the wall. Feel yourself inside the wall. What does it feel like to be inside the wall? Is there any light? What can you see? Is there any sound? What can you hear? Is there any smell? How warm or cold do you feel inside the wall? Now, move back out of the wall. Step back from the wall until you are about arm's length away. Now walk to the center of your living room. Visualize yourself walking out of your living room toward the front door of your home. Now open the front door and step outside. Feel yourself opening the door and going outside of your home. Now turn and look back at the front door. You are at the exact same spot where you were when you began this exercise. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive. And this is so. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5 and to cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
The exercise you've just done has given you a right brain experience that you can use as a point of reference for your right brain. You should repeat this and the other exercises you've learned as often as feels comfortable, especially during these early phases of your training. Remember to be as specific as you can in your visualization and imagination. Each specific detail is another landmark to guide all your intuitive clairvoyant work.
This concludes Side 11. On Side 12, the final side of our program, you'll get a glimpse of what the Silva Method can mean for your own future and for the future of all humanity. And you'll hear Jose Silva's personal farewell message.